Welcome to Recovery Stories Yukon. The purpose of this podcast is to break stigmas, bring hope, and show that recovery is possible within our communities. Today on the show, we have Shannon S. She is 29 years old from Whitehorse, Yukon, and sober from alcohol 2+ years, and her clean date is March 13th, 2018. Welcome, Shannon.
Thank you for having me.
And would you like to take us back to the beginning of your relationship with alcohol and drugs?
My name is Shannon. I'm born and raised in Whitehorse, Yukon. I have a mix of everything great from the Yukon. I'm Northern Shoshone, Kaska, and Tahltan. I was in and out of foster homes and group homes from age 1 till 4. When I turned 5, I moved in with my foster mom, who is still my mom. I lived with my foster mom from age 5 to 12. She did everything in this world to keep me on the right track. And of course, being a foster kid in this world, I felt different from everyone around me. I started drinking at the age of 13. I would drink so much and end up getting my stomach pumped lots within the 3 months of only being 13. I was considered an at-risk youth, and my social worker asked me if I wanted to move away down south. I was really excited to move away from the Yukon. I was looking forward to starting a new life and meeting new people. When I was taken to my new group home and my social worker finally left, and I was trying to have a smoke at my new group home and wanted to go for a walk. And of course, it was snowstorming in Saskatoon. I was staying 30 minutes away from the city on a ranch. That's when I found out I was staying in a treatment for at-risk youth. I stayed at this treatment for 3.5 years until they kicked me out at the age of 16. I did everything I was supposed to do my last year at the ranch and the treatment center. I struggled the first 2.5 years, and I ran away from the treatment center over a dozen times. I would hitchhike all over the place with other girls like me. Sadly, I learned the hard way that the more I kept behaving the way I did, the more I made my life difficult living there. I've learned lots from this ranch. My worst downfall at this place was them not checking on me in 10th grade. I had so much freedom and was working a job at the Cineplex, and I moved to a treatment in the city. I struggled with drinking before I arrived here. During my time at the ranch, I developed an eating disorder for 2 years. And after I got help with my eating disorder, I started abusing my medication. I was told by this amazing counselor I was always looking for substitutes for an addiction. So at a young age, I wasn't allowed to drink. So then I did other things, like I had an eating disorder after. And then once I got prescribed my ADHD medicine, I stopped the eating disorder and I took advantage of my meds. And that's when, during around that time, that my counselor mentioned that I was looking for substitutes, even if it wasn't alcohol, or I was always looking for an addiction. When I got kicked out of the ranch and moved back to Whitehorse, my meds were changed and they were not good meds. So I stopped taking them, and I would feel out of place. And every teenager I met was troubled. I started skipping class. I would get woken up and sent to school every day. My morning routine was to fill a water bottle up with alcohol while waiting for the city bus to go to high school. I knew I was right back to drinking every day. And eventually I got kicked out of school and moved to a school for troubled kids. I struggled and I hated living in Whitehorse and not being able to think right, being a young alcoholic. I would leave Whitehorse on the Greyhound bus every chance I could get. Over the years, I grew to love Edmonton, Regina, and Winnipeg from early hitchhiking days. I met so many people, so if I wanted to go somewhere, I would reach out. This narrowed it down for me to end up in Edmonton. My last week of being 17, I went to Edmonton and got completely lost in addictions. and started doing stuff that reminded me of my meds I used to abuse. I was just in the wrong crowd. I was just further into my addiction, like drug addiction. I was living in Edmonton for 7 months, and just being so young and high every day for 7 months, it was a lot. I ended up getting pregnant, and I ended up having my son. I really was in a relationship, so during my being 18, and I stayed with this man for 6 years. Out of this relationship, we've had three kids. Two that are healthy and alive. And during that time, when I was 20 and our second kid was born, I kept going back Whitehorse, back down to Alberta. And we were both addicts. We were both addict parents, and we knew how much we liked getting high and living that lifestyle. And during that time, we had two kids. I went back down there when I was, I believe, 20, 21. And I stayed down there for 2 years. And for 2 years, I was addicted to crystal meth. My rock bottom was for sure. I got pregnant, my third child with him. And that whole pregnancy, I abused drugs and I lost that baby. She's a baby girl. She was born a stillborn. And that was my downfall. And that was when I knew I needed to stop and I needed to come home. And I came home after that. I've been home for 6 years and I'm doing really well. And I'm sitting here today telling my story because we can go on for a long time and have multiple addictions, and there can always be a still a good outcome, even if how many years you've suffered with addiction or alcoholism. And I feel like there's always, it's worth it in the end to fight for your sobriety, not just for yourself, your mother. It's worth it for your kids too. So I'm still healing from the pain I put my kids through, even though it's been 6 years, I know, but I'm still healing from that. I recently just had, so I have three kids. Two of them, when I came back from this problem 6 years ago, I gave my rights up to my aunts and uncle because I needed to get better. And then within that time frame of 5 years being away from my kids, I still had visits with them. I went to I did counseling. I went to a treatment program. I've worked, and then I got pregnant with my fourth kid. So I just recently got my two older kids back. And this November will be 1 year that they have been back with me full time. I don't know if it's appropriate to say this, but I think it's unfair of the pain parents give to their kids when we suffer with an addiction. This will always be a struggle. The fight is worth it. My parents suffered with drugs and alcohol, and my mom lost her life to alcohol. And my dad was extremely intoxicated when he committed suicide. I was always searching for answers. My main question was why my parents gave up on me and why they did not try harder to be with me. It cuts me deep and I hate that feeling. And I hope that cycle breaks for many families. Every day is a struggle knowing that giving up is the easy way and fighting to stay sober is forever a battle within myself. I know what hurt me the most when my parents left this world, and to find out this happened generations before. On both sides of my family, addiction breaks families up and destroys souls. And this is where I fight for my kids so they can be raised by me. During my addiction, I felt some kind of closure understanding my parents, knowing how hard addiction truly is. I wish the resources we have nowadays could have been there for my parents back then. I'm proud of all the moms and dads fighting this battle for their children. Like the Fly Like the Eagle program is a great for families. And, you know, I'm constantly trying to find things to just do for my kids to keep them busy. And it's just nice to have like that one day to not think of doing stuff for them when we could just go there and be with other families. And
when you first decided to get sober, what was the first step that you took?
for me, I reached out to someone and I needed help. I reached out to my foster mom. She's always been there for me. I came home and it all happened quickly. I went into treatment right away, detox and treatment. And
what treatment center did you go to?
I went to the one in Whitehorse, the Sarah Steele building, the new one. So being in treatment like so many times, or being in that one treatment for 3.5 years, I was just like, I can't do this again. Once I got in there, I was like, I just can't keep going. So I made sure that was my last time going. I did a 10-week program there and I liked it. It was good. It was good because for me, it was just nice to be home. And if I would have went somewhere else, I think I would have taken off down south somewhere. So I'm glad I decided to do the one up here.
Do you have a lot of supports in Whitehorse?
Surprisingly, I do have a lot of support. So my major one right now, and always will be my foster mom. I was one of the lucky ones, and I actually got a really great foster home to be in. And she still is, till this day, my mom. She's the grandparents to my kids. So for support, so like sometimes, you know, when we struggle with money, and I know I've maintained jobs, but I'm not wealthy, right? So I have CYFN as support. They help me with some things. They help with, you know, showing, they offer free movies every once in a while. Our free CGC days will help with groceries every once in a while. And they do that for a lot of people in Whitehorse. So that's a really great support for me. And I come to groups. But I'm so busy right now, and I feel like this is such a great way to help maintain my sobriety, at least, or jumping in the lake. We've been going to the lake every day, so that's like my main support too, right there. Is that I have three kids and I have to keep them busy all the time, and you know, I've met other moms, and it's great too to feel. Sometimes I don't like feeling like I'm alone, and I feel out of place, then I know I'm not the only one with kids as well too.
How do you think your life has changed the most? What's the biggest change?
The biggest change for me is just having a stable life for me and my kids. When I was in addiction, we went 5 months without electricity, running water. The house was just, it was empty. There was no lights. There was no running water. There was no heat. And we cooked on the fire outside. And it was just, it's just that nice to have that stability now for my kids. Because that's like the biggest change from my addiction to what we have now. You know, I could offer some things for my kids where I wasn't, when I was down south, I was stuck home with them all day, all the time. And I have the biggest change for them too, is that they're involved in sports. They're doing stuff, and we're not trapped in a house anymore. And it's nice. So that's the biggest change for us, is that it's like freedom. It's for us, all of us.
What would you say your biggest triggers are, and how do you deal with them when they come along?
Biggest triggers is being overwhelmed when I have too many things on the go, and I have, you know, that troubled ex relationship where you know, there's boundaries. Sometimes when there's boundaries broken, it's just like, sometimes I think about it and I think that it's always going to be a problem for me. No matter how busy I keep my life, that thought will still be there sometimes. I think it's just going to always be there. So I'm finding ways to not have that take control of me. And I think the best way is just to keep busy, because some days I don't even have time to put my pajamas on at the end of the day and I go to sleep in my clothes.
If someone was listening to this right now and thinking about getting sober, what would your advice be to them to get started?
If you're just ready to give it all up and work for that life, like the sobriety life, I think just go for it if you're ready. If I wasn't ready, I don't think I could have done it because of how strong of how I felt for the drugs, right? I think it's worth it if you really, really want to quit. I think your life is really worth it. I just want to help other moms too, because I know lots of moms right now are struggling, and especially when people are putting families up in rooms, and then I see them get their kids taken away. Like I want them to hear that it's possible, even if I have friends younger than me that they haven't been with their kids, and I want it to be out there so other moms can hear it.
What would you say that you're most grateful for in your sobriety, Shannon?
Being back with my two older kids and giving them that life that they deserve. Being healthy looking for my kids is one of my favorite things. I did not look good when I was in addiction. My cheeks were all sunken and I had, I just looked horrible. And I'm just glad that they don't get to see that. I think that's my favorite thing, is being healthy for them, letting them have a healthy life they deserve. That's my favorite thing about this.
I want to thank you so much for being here today, Shannon. I really appreciate you sharing your story to help others.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, you can get help by calling the Yukon Government Mental Wellness and Substance Use Services at 1-866-456-3838, or by reaching out to Theki Anate Fly Like an Eagle program at 867-333-2497. If you would like to share your story on this podcast, please email recoverystoriesyukon@gmail.com.